Russia has been conducting its first census since the Soviet Union collapsed more than a decade ago. The results are expected to show a decline in the population of the Russian Federation from 147 million 13 years ago to roughly 143 million now. Plummeting life expectancy and low birth rates are the main reasons. The government has assured citizens the information they give census takers will remain confidential. But NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports public distrust is deeply ingrained.
This is Russia's first voluntary census, but it's not voluntary for many of the census takers. The government has mobilized an army of students to do the job. Ivan, a 19-year-old from Moscow's Oil and Gas Institute, says he was told he'd be kicked out of school if he didn't help collect data in the city's Leninsky district.
Our institute forced all of us to work as census takers. They took the entire student body out of classes. Otherwise, none of us would be out here.
The students are being paid a nominal salary. Some complain about the long hours, but most do seem to be enjoying the camaraderie. The government spent $8 million on a glitzy PR effort to coax Russians to take part in the census, since it's not obligatory like it was in Soviet times. Officials are touting the glamorous side of census history by invoking the name of writer Lev Tolstoy. The author of War and Peace was himself a census taker in the 19th century. Less flattering parts of that history include the notorious census of 1937. It showed many Russians still believed in God, despite official atheism. The executions of hundreds of thousands of Soviets had also produced a population decline. Dictator Joseph Stalin didn't like the results, so he had census officials shot. President Vladimir Putin cajoled his countrymen by being interviewed for the census on state television. The Kremlin chief offered glib answers to an attractive young female interviewer, describing his line of work as public service. There are signs the campaign is working. Census taker Ivan and his partner Yana say most people are cooperative, like 85-year-old Ekaterina Prokhorova.
Добрый день, перепись населения.
Здравствуйте.
Пожалуйста, имя, фамилия и отчество.
Екатерина Тимофеевна.
Ekaterina welcomes the census takers. She cheerfully answers over a dozen questions. They range from where she was born to the size of her apartment, where she and her 88-year-old brother share three small rooms and a kitchen. Ekaterina offers the census takers tea and cookies as she tells her life story, from work as a coal industry accountant to how she buried her late husband 2 years ago. But just down the hall, one of Ekaterina's neighbors refuses to let census takers in. I gave my answers during the last census, 13 years ago, says the woman. I'm not going to give any information about myself, she says as she closes the door behind her. Sociologist Dmitry Oreshkin explains this type of response.
People don't trust the government. They think it's some sort of deception and that the state wants to find out everything about them. Though in reality, these are just normal questions. This shows a lack of confidence in the state.
That lack of confidence persists despite assurances that census responses are strictly confidential and can't be used against anyone by the police or government bureaucrats. A trip out with census takers shows how capitalism has transformed Moscow from a city of drab uniformity to one of striking social stratification. In one apartment, an extended family of five people live in two tiny rooms. Unable to afford a refrigerator, they keep their food on a windowsill. On the floor below, a group of three down-and-out old drunks live in a communal apartment. They share a filthy, cockroach-infested kitchen and a foul-smelling toilet. Just across the hall from them live a couple from Russia's class of new rich. Their huge, renovated apartment boasts designer furniture. Census takers say wealthier people are often suspicious of the color of the census forms. They're pink, just like tax forms. And tax evasion is endemic in Russia. In some places outside of Moscow, there have been census boycotts. In the Ural Mountain city of Yekaterinburg, residents are demanding authorities restore hot water supplies to their apartments in exchange for taking part. Again, sociologist Dmitry Oreshkin.
Есть стремление
People use the census to put the pressure on the authorities. It shows they feel they have no other way to influence the government, that demonstrating their discontent with life.
Russia's millions of illegal immigrants will likely go uncounted. They're believed to include hundreds of thousands of Chinese laborers who are changing the demographic picture in border areas of eastern Siberia. But despite problems, authorities nonetheless believe they'll end up with a better picture of a Russia that has changed dramatically since the Iron Curtain came down. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.